This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We often hear that producing our own food can benefit our local economy, our environment, and our bodies. But what about our minds? In this installment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas explores how local folks are reaping the less tangible benefits of producing their own food, from schoolyard gardens to community gardens to therapeutic farms.
Morning. I'm here to pick up a turkey.
Can I have your name, please?
I'm buying a fresh turkey at Dawn Farm in Ypsilanti, an addiction treatment center. Dawn Farm president Jim Ballmer shows me around the farm.
We were founded in 73 by three recovering guys who knew nothing about farming.
First stop is the turkey yard and shed.
Well, they're very tasty, and they're all over the place. These are free-range turkey.
He says although many of the animals are raised for food, some, like the ponies and llamas, are there more for therapeutic reasons. But he stresses it's not a petting zoo. It's meaningful work.
Residents really run the place. There are residents working in the pig barn and the chicken coop. They may be working in the gardens. They may be working on laundry. Really everything.
He tells me that utilizing farm work for its mental health benefits is nothing new.
Absolutely. The old Ypsilanti State Hospital had a farm. I remember that farm. So that's how old I am.
Farms and gardens within schools, prisons, and mental hospitals were taken out when society began to view them as archaic, if not abusive. But lately, a growing movement is saying access to this type of activity is restorative. I'm in a large garden at Tappan Middle School in Ann Arbor, where students have the opportunity to practice their science and math while planning and planting the garden. But academic achievement isn't on the minds of these kids who are happily picking and munching, answering my questions with mouths full.
So what do you like about working in this garden?
I guess it's relaxing for me.
It's a feast for the senses, from the bright red tomatoes to the basil-filled air.
I want to pull it out.
Several students eagerly dig up a humongous carrot.
Oh my god. It's a big carrot.
Have you ever seen a carrot this big?
No.
Me either.
That's harder than I thought.
Yeah. We got the carrot.
You want to try it?
Yeah.
All right, the hose is on over there. Wait. You might have to sort of rub it to get a lot of the dirt off.
I've never had a fresh carrot before.
Take a taste and tell me what you think.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. It's really sweet.
Mm. I like it.
They also proudly create sandwiches made from today's bounty.
It's bread, tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, and basil. It's really, really, really good.
Dr. Lori Thorpe is a professor at Michigan State University and author of The Pull of the Earth, which explores the benefits of schoolyard gardens.
My parents were raised on farms, and this was part of their daily life, where they saw life and death and decay and growth, and it was part of their development. And we don't have that anymore. Less than 2% of the population lives on a farm, and we have so little interaction with the natural world. We're living in a highly technical world, in a virtual world, and so these powerful farm experiences pull us kind of back into what I would say the flow of life.
In addition to growing plants, Dr. Thorpe advocates bringing farm animals back into our communities, away from the factory farm model where their existence is hidden from us. Every spring at MSU's Student Organic Farm, students help animals give birth, an experience, she says, develops a culture of care.
We need these experiences to pull us out of our, you know, our complete self-centeredness and to extend our being out into the other.
Dr. Thorpe says the manual labor is therapeutic, and while any exercise has benefits,
we go to the workout studio solely for ourselves. And this work, going to work in a school garden or going to work at the farm here at MSU, is this physical engagement, but added on that you are embedded in a community, which we are starved for, is to be a member of a community. And that we are, I would argue that we are way too isolated, and that that is leading to a space of being very unhealthy.
Dr. Thorpe says when free time is filled up with screen time, gardens and farms can become
this, I dare say, sacred space where we go and engage our senses that desperately need to be engaged, where we have fresh air, sunlight, daylight, It's, you know, the farm is a living, dynamic system, and we're starved for that.
My conversations with local folks seem to validate these theories. I'm at a banquet celebrating the 10th anniversary of the agrarian adventure, which started the garden at Tappan School I visited earlier. Local farmer Caitlin Joseph says school gardens nurture a sense of community and a sense of self.
They have a chance to see something from a seed and grow into a plant and into something that they can actually eat. Knowing how it was grown, how much work it took to grow just that one carrot, they start to see value in their own contribution.
Surprisingly, she says digging compost is the most coveted task at Tappan's garden.
It's a clear task, and it's something that they can just do that's physical and somewhat repetitive, and sometimes that's therapeutic. You know, that downtime is necessary to assimilate everything you're learning, to use an education term. I think those physical activities that seem somewhat tedious are refreshing every once in a while.
She says the opportunity to problem solve in a judgment-free setting is crucial.
It's getting more and more high stakes for kids at every level. You know, we're standardized testing all the way down through kindergarten now, I think. So this is a way to kind of provide a really rich learning experience with a little bit less pressure and a sense of experimentation.
Back at Dawn Farm, Jim Balmer says the farm reaches people in a way nothing else can. He tells me about a former resident.
The heroin addict. And she came in one day and she was weeping. And we thought something terrible had happened. And
she said she'd helped an injured pig.
She realized that this was the first time that she cared more about that pig than she cared about herself, and that she had framed her life in the context of her own needs. And at that moment, it made her outward looking. And it was transformative. And that was something that didn't happen in a group. It didn't happen with a therapist. It happened in a pig barn. So.
He says working in the garden can be transformative as well.
Even the most stubborn resident who gets out here and works and doesn't like it, and then the first time we harvest lettuce for dinner, or you know, or they eat a fresh tomato, it's pretty compelling.
Dawn Farm has 64 acres and only 36 residents, so they loan out extra land to various groups in the Ypsilanti area. Balmer says their common goal of raising food has positives.
Community has always been important. It's been a key part of what the farm has done, is bringing people together. We understand that the connectedness of people is a pretty important part of recovery.
Grace Yoder is the coordinator of the community gardens at Dawn Farm. To her, the positives aren't surprising. They're only natural.
I mean, we evolved to live in nature. So digging in the dirt and using our hands and getting exposed to just all of it, it all clicks. I mean, it's why we're here.
Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU.
Yes, look at how big you're getting. The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department and is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.